The BC Oil and Gas Commission has a new name. The Crown Corporation, established in 1998 to set standards and govern the province's oil and gas pipeline activities, is now called the British Columbia Energy Regulator, BCER, to better reflect its purpose as it applies to the oil, gas and hydrogen industries. The BC government also announced Friday it has added members to the regulator's board to modernize it and make it more inclusive. As the energy sector evolves, it's vital that we ensure its regulation reflects the values and expectations of a modern industry and a British Columbians, said Josie Osborne, Minister of Energy, Mines and Low Carbon Innovation. Emerging energy sectors, such as hydrogen, geothermal and carbon capture, will generate economic opportunities and help BC reduce emissions and transition to clean energy. Increasing the size and diversity of the board of directors improves inclusion and better reflects the expanded energy resource mandate. Formerly a three-person board backed by independent consultants who assisted on oversight, the new BCER will have 5 to 7 directors and be required to have Indigenous representation. I look forward to working with all of the new and existing board members and to support all British Columbians within the role, said newly appointed BCER Board Chair Chris Heyman. I am excited to build upon the important work the Lifecycle Energy Regulator does, and I believe these new changes will create more clarity for industry while moving toward a lower emissions future for British Columbians. New board members Natasha Kiernan and Ken Cameron were added to serve 2-year terms, while Sharon Singh and Kevin Brewster were appointed for 1-year terms. Heyman will be on a 2-year term. Existing board members Shannon Baskerville will be on a 2-year term and Patrick Kelly will continue his current term. The chief executive officer will no longer serve as a board member.